This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With the first pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Washington Nationals select Eli Willits, a shortstop from Fort Cobb Broxton High School in Fort Cobb, Oklahoma.
Rob Manfred from the podium last night. Welcome back, Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Toby in for GP. Welcome to our Richmond audience as well, 910 The Fan in the capital of the Commonwealth. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condoria and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Let's jump now to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. From the Washington Post, our guy, Barry Sfaluga. Barry, good afternoon, buddy. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure. So let's jump right in. What does the selection of Eli Willits mean? It's impossible not to ascribe more meaning to it because this is interim GM. Rizzo has been here for 2 decades, no longer with the team. What does that selection mean last night to you?
It means that Mike DiBartolo took control of the draft process and put his imprint on it. I mean, I think there's no other way of looking at it. And I'll say I had a suspicion that, I'm not telling you I knew they were going to pick Eli Willits. I didn't know, you know, the top of this draft class very well. But when Mike DiBartolo sat in that dugout in St. Louis and essentially introduced himself to the Nationals fan base, a fan base that he had quietly worked for, you know, 14 years to get to that point, it, not only did he say, we need real change, and that's kind of writ large across the whole organization, but when asked about, I mean, I asked him, look, you're only 5 days before the draft. Can you really make an imprint on it in that short amount of time? And while he said that Danny Haas, the scouting director, and his staff have obviously been working on it for a year, he said right then, the first day, that we're going to look at our options and see how to best optimize the selections that they have. What does that tell you? That tells you you're going to look at underslot options with the first pick, not just because it's about the money there, because you're spending the same amount of money. You're given the amount of money and you're going to spend it. But I think, and I was listening to your discussion earlier, that it's, you know, short of a crime to not take the best player at 1-1. I think if the objective is to inject as much talent at all levels across several picks into your system, then you, and there's not a Steven Strasburg or Bryce Harper that's, you know, a mile in front of the field in a mile and a half race at the top, then you do some creative stuff. I don't have a problem with it, and I'm not trying to stick up for the Nationals or say, you know, Mike DiBartolo is absolutely the person that deserves to get this job going forward. I'm just saying that I think he took a process that he thinks should have been applied in past drafts that have been wildly unsuccessful, and applied it in a way that made sense to him. And the result is not just that you get a really good player at 1-1 who, you know, maybe he doesn't have the highest upside at the top of the draft, but you get better players than you might have gotten with your second, third, and fourth picks because you've got more money to induce them to come into your system and inject it with talent.
What does this pick say for his future? Does this mean that he is pretty confident that the interim tag is going to come off at the end of the year and he's taking over as general manager?
No, I don't think there's any way to know that. I think he is very much auditioning for the job, and he's the only candidate who knows ownership, who knows the franchises, what the franchise does well, what it hasn't done well, the reasons for all that. He's got inside knowledge that other people don't have, and maybe that gives him a leg up. Maybe that puts him behind. I don't know. I'll say two things. One, I believe very strongly that they will be doing the franchise and the fan base a disservice if they don't do a thorough search of outside candidates, not just because you need to hire someone from outside, but can we learn how other people think? Can we see how other organizations work? Can we understand why we've lagged behind in X, Y, and Z areas? If at the end of the day, you learn some of that from outside sources and you think that Mike DiBartolo is best equipped to deal with the problems at hand, that's fine to land there. The second thing I would say is, and this will seem out of left field, but it's really analogous. Like when Ted Leonsis finally parted with George McPhee in 2014 as GM of the Caps, he's the only GM that Leonsis had ever had. He promoted Brian McClellan to the big chair. Brian McClellan, who had ridden shotgun to George McPhee for, you know, 15 years or whatever it was as his assistant GM. At that time, I was like, are you kidding me? You go through the emotion and the tumult of finally parting ways with your forever GM, and you land on the guy who was sitting next to him the whole time. That's crazy. What I learned in that process subsequently is that McClellan was better than anybody else able to say to Leonsis, here's why we are where we are. This is what we've done wrong in the past. This is what we've done well. Here's how I would improve the things that we haven't done well, and I've seen why it hasn't worked. That's Mike DiBartolo's best case, is that I've seen how we've made mistakes and I know how to fix them.
Barry Svilluga with us here on G&D. So I like all your points there, Barry, when it comes to Willits. And if it's just a binary baseball discussion, I think reasonable minds can agree or disagree on who the best player is in a process where we don't see any results for years when any of these kids are picked, right? I mean, there's just more development that's got to happen, more maturity that's got to happen. It's not like basketball or football where the results are more instant gratification. It's hard for me not to ask the questions, though, about money, about slot, about Boris. Just address those things that went through your mind, or maybe they didn't at all.
No, 1,000% they have to run through your mind. I mean, that's this questions. It's we've been taught to question
right.
This organization's
and
thinking,
that's it,
right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So across all those points. Now, I would say, you know, DiBartolo and his people are arguing this is the guy that we had 1-1 regardless, you know, kind of in a vacuum. And that's, as your point, Danny, like, if that's a baseball discussion, that's a baseball discussion. We can, you know, argue that over a beer and have a good time doing it. And we won't know the results for a while. I think the Boris question is interesting because I was told that not only were they very, very quiet with the Boris candidates at the top of the draft, which would be Holiday and Kate Anderson, the LSU pitcher, they were not in touch with the Boris people in the picks lower. So that kind of tells me that there is a little bit of, or there's potentially a little bit of like, look, we've been kind of hamstrung by this guy for a long time on many fronts. We're facing situations with Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, and Dylan Cruz that we're going to have to deal with it in the future. Are we always going to be having to trade these guys at their 4.5 or 5.5 years of service because we know they're not going to sign extensions. Like, that's a really, really kind of sickening cycle to be on. I do not know that they just flat out said no Boris this time. I just know that they weren't in touch with the Boris clients that were near the slots where they were drafting. And I think, you know, when we come out of the draft, that's something that has to be answered.
Do you think that when they looked at this team and where it's at right now, we talked last week about this, Barry, and you said, you know, this team is probably further away than you thought it was. And I think just about every Nationals fan, people to cover the team would probably say the same thing, that when we looked at this year, there's no way that we thought it was going to be worse than the last 2 years. And it looks like it's going to be that way. Do you think that they looked at what's happened on the field this season and said, okay, we'll go with the high schooler, you know, whether it was going to be Holiday or ultimately goes with Willits? Do you think that played into the selection, or you think they just truly went best player on their board?
I don't. Well, I think two things, Toby. I think the whole thing about the slot plays into not a question just about best player on their board, which they're saying it is. But I think it's more complex than that because I think the larger question is injecting as much talent into your system as possible. And so if you can get a really good player at 1-1 and then better players at your second, third, and fourth picks, like, that's now you've got, if you did it in a war kind of rating and say Willits is 3 WAR and the other guys are 2 WAR, 1 WAR, 1 WAR, like, when you add up that equation, if you had taken Holiday, who might be 3.5 WAR, and then, but you don't have as much to fill in below, then you haven't added as much talent, if that makes any sense to you. So I think it's not just about best player. In terms of where the major league team is, like, this season is lost. It's about the development, continued development of Wood, Gore, Abrams. There's the Gore trade question coming up. That'll be really interesting to see how DeBartolo handles that. But I think you have to think of it, if you're in Mike DeBartolo's chair, you're not just thinking about the 26 guys that are going to start the second half at home against San Diego. Like, you've got to look at the entire organization. And I think I was talking to somebody from a different team not too long ago, and they said one thing that is really hard for an organization is if there was a disconnect between what the internal expectations are and what is actually possible. And I think what some people at the Nationals believe is that Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez thought they were further along than they were, and the reality then makes it that hard to deal with. So I think this is kind of a reset because you're trying to take one draft, make it so productive that it makes up for or helps make up for years of underperformance in the draft. It's actually going to take more time than that, of course. And you want to, it becomes a really interesting question the next off season, because you really, if you don't trade Gore, you've only got 2 seasons to try to be competitive with him. Then you're starting the clock on Wood, which that same point, 4.5 years of service time would be in 2028. Like, when is there going to be enough critical mass of talent around those guys for the major league team to be successful? I think we're still at the point where, like, stock the system, stock the system, stock the system is really the answer.
Barry Svrluga with us here on Grant and Danny, Toby in for GP. So to that end, Barry, less than 3 weeks now to the trade deadline. It's July 14th, I believe it's the 31st of July this year, so 17 days away. What do you expect the next, you know, just short of 3 weeks to look like here for this organization? I think last year they didn't trade Kyle Finnegan. Now, through unbelievable happenstance, they got him back at a discount, so I guess credit to them, but not really. It's, you know, like, you stub your toe to avoid the, like, it's like, remember Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade when he, like, went to tie his shoe and the saw went over his head, and it was the penitent man, shall pass, and he knelt by accident? That's right, kind of how they got Kyle Finnegan back, but I digress. And that was an overruled thing, right, where it sounded like the people at the front office wanted to trade him, and Rizzo said, no, who's going to close the game? I don't know that I care about that for a team that's going to lose 95 games. But again, I digress. What's the next couple of weeks going to look like? And maybe an acknowledgement of that State of the Union? Or is it a, we can't afford to start selling off because people aren't coming anyway? What are you expecting here the next almost three weeks?
Well, I don't think it'll have anything to do with potential at the gate. I mean, I think if you can find a taker for Kyle Finnegan, you do. The problem there is his underlying numbers are scary. Like, you again, talking to somebody from another team, like, the fly ball rate is high. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys. You probably would be trading him to a team who would prefer to use him in the seventh, you know, kind of sixth, seventh as a bridge guy rather than a closer. He, of course, gets the counting stats from being the closer on a lousy Nats team. Like, they would value him a little bit higher than maybe other teams would. It'll be really interesting to see what happens there. Gore is the most interesting question. And again, I asked Mike DiBartolo this in St. Louis the first day, like, how do you handle that? And he, you know, kind of deftly was like, look, it's my second day on the job. We haven't gotten that far. We've got the draft coming up. And he did indicate that that's going to involve ownership. My gut is that Mike DiBartolo is going to listen and listen very hard, because I think that he thinks the team is a little bit further away from contending. And we know that he was one of the people that pushed hard for the very difficult Soto trade in 2022. Now, Mike Rizzo had to do that deal. He was the one who executed it. But the thinking behind it was, we have heard Juan Soto say he wants to go to free agency in so many words. It is our duty to maximize what we can get from him. Is that keeping him here and having him play out, you know, hit second or third every night and play here on a losing team? Or is that flipping him for players that could help us in the future? I think we'd all agree that, you know, if Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, and James Wood were not on this team, like, who would we be watching every night? You know, it's just I think that's a little glimpse into his thinking. And then, you know, can you flip a Soroka or somebody like that? Like, that's the other, you know, you're looking at the rental guys, like, can you get anything for them? I think they'll be very aggressive in that regard. But there's no real, like, Lane Thomas candidate out there who had a couple of years of service time left, and they did really well in that trade with Cleveland for him. I think it's the rentals, Finnegan, and then the real big question about Gore.
I mean, you mentioned Gore multiple times. To me, if you're looking at an if Mike Rizzo were still here and he opted to choose to move Gore, I think it'd be a little bit different because you have a full-time general manager. To me, when you have a guy with the staying power and the cornerstone-like piece that he can be, granted, I understand that they're not likely to sign him to extension, but would you let an interim general manager trade him away if you're ownership?
It's an ownership question, and that's why I think Mike said, you know, I've got to ask them. But it's the general manager's job to say, here is why, baseball-wise, I think this makes sense. If, indeed, Mike DiBartolo gets a return package that he thinks makes sense. And I don't know that he will, and I don't know how aggressively he will pursue it or other people will come to him. I can tell you that Mackenzie Gore's standing in the game has never been higher. He was he's the third pick in the draft at one point. Like, he's always been highly thought of, but now he's established. Like, I had a hitter from another team say, in two years, he'll be top three pitcher in baseball. Like he would bring back potentially, especially with the potential to use him in three postseasons, quite a bit of money. I mean, it's quite a bit in prospect return or actual established player return. So it's a really, really, really interesting question. I don't think it can be answered like binary yes or no. Oh, I would do this. Oh, I wouldn't do this, unless we know what the return package is.
Barry, final question for me real quick. What do you make of the Mike Rizzo buying beers for people down at Walters and Penn Quarter Sports Tavern tonight? Like, I think it's a cool thank you send off for Mike Rizzo. It's also funny, just right across from the ballpark where you were just fired from, you're buying beers for people a week and a day after you were just fired.
I feel like it's like he's handled it the right way. Yeah. Like, he knows he had that job a lot longer than a lot of people have them. I mean, you know, 16 years in that chair is a really, really long time. They had a lot of success for a good stretch. It's been tougher more recently, but I just thought it was a cool acknowledgement to the fans that, look, I had a real connection to this city for close to 20 years, including his time as scouting director. And it's, you know, he made his money. He's, don't worry about Mike Rizzo. He'll be fine. Buying some beers for the fans is kind of a cool thing to do.
Barry, thank you as always, man. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
See you, my friend. There he goes. That is Barry Sferlugo of the Washington Post. I have an unbelievable quote from our little prince. our little home run derby participant.
Can I try to do it in his voice?
Yeah, actually. We'll do that when we come back. Plus, I got a ranking. I got a little teeny tiny ranking, and this one's good. We'll tell you about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by thewindowman.com, the educational window company. MLB draft last night. The Nationals had the number one overall selection, took prep shortstop Eli Willits out of Oklahoma, 6'1", 180, switch hitting shortstop, reclassified from the 2026 class. Youngest prospect in this class, 17 years old, 216 days. He's the youngest number one overall pick since Ken Griffey Jr., the third youngest number one overall pick. Mike DiBartolo, interim general manager, said, quote, he was the guy we wanted all along. Home run derby tonight, James Wood participating. He's looking to become the youngest home run derby winner ever. That'll get underway at 8 o'clock. NFL training camp coming up for the Commanders July 18th. This Friday is when rookies report. Next Tuesday, the 22nd, is when the veterans report. Summer heat is on the way. Replace those inefficient vinyl windows now. TheWindowMan.com's fiberglass windows offer maximum comfort and are now $200 off every window. Visit TheWindowMan.com for your free consultation. $200 savings per Infinity replacement window only. Minimums and installation apply. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Now the pitch on the way. Swing and a belt to right center field. He got a hold of this one. Way back. Going, and gone. Goodbye. Halfway up the bleachers in right center field. Bang. Zoom goes James Wood. His drought is over. His 24th home run of the year. RBI number 69.
Nice. Welcome back to the show. Grant and Danny here on the... Oh, that's funny. Admit it, Bennett. That was funny. Nothing?
Well played, sir.
Oh,
well
whatever.
Played.
Stone face. Don't even care. Yeah, well, that's nice to you now, Darius, but he just... Tough audience, because he's right there in my eye line.
At least the audience appreciated you this time.
Not this time. Nothing. Crickets. Again. Audience... Yeah, that's that clap. Cursory.
We know the, the golf clap.
We know you tried. This is true. I did stand-up in London years ago. I had one of the people I was with, this guy's girlfriend, convinced this club that I was a big deal in the States and I was going to drop in and do a guest spot. And this is that's how I would make a funny, and this is what they would do. Yes, quiet. Like it was laughter for them.
That's tough.
Which it was awful. I just ate a bowl of you know what. Any hoodles, welcome back, Grant Daniel the Fan, GP out, Toby in. Normally, if I can say this, I know I sound like a bit of a jackass, but we're just talking here. Normally, I would say I'm the impressions guy. That's pretty fair, right? Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say, Coach? Coach Tom Sula, is that something that you would be able to quantify? Like, if I'm saying it's fair to say Danny Ruelle, known for doing some impressions, right? I've done Charles Barkley on television multiple times and Trump and everybody. I mean, I got impressions. Is that fair to say, Coach?
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Thank you. So
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Well, now you're confusing the people, but that's fine. If you're just joining the show, you can probably hear it. My voice is a bit banged up. I'm fine, but just was weird this weekend. I had like a normal kid yell, and it just turned into something that I became secretariat. Whatever, I'm pummeled.
Triple crown, baby.
Yeah. So I don't have my full fastball. Still trying to get outs, right? Toby is stepping up here. He's going to do the impression. All right? So we're gonna prepare a dramatic reading.
Now, it might not be any good.
That's not what this is about. It's about the doing. It's about the man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt, right? A tweet from Chelsea James. You have it in front of you?
I have
it
right.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay,
yes.
Here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'll read the upfront part, and you're going to do the impression. Here we go.
Got it.
Somebody asked James Wood what he planned to do with the prize money if he wins the Derby.
I don't know. Probably... Go to Waffle House.
Toby Altizer, everybody. Toby Altizer. Yeah, audience love it. You can tell they love it. That's Toby doing James Wood talking about going to Waffle House if he wins. Ladies and gentlemen. The line to love him so much starts right here. Mm-hmm. Right behind yours truly. Yes, my sweet prince. My multimillionaire prince. Are you getting them smothered and covered? Chopped? You damn right you are. How many waffles are you eating? Three? Are you going to do a session where you sit there and some friends are there and you guys eat and then like another friend comes late and he starts to order and you get a second round of food? Anyone who hasn't done that is lying. I love it. I love me some Waffle House. And that's where he's going if he wins. Isn't that nice?
I just love James Wood. He's just such a simple guy. And I think this is a huge opportunity for him. Because, Danny, he's not the guy that, if he does anything great, he's not pounding his chest. He doesn't bat flip. The most emotion we ever saw him show was walk-off home run against the Rockies to end the losing streak. And he yelled at his own dugout. Which, by the way, they use that picture everywhere now because it's the only time he showed emotion. So they use that picture everywhere. But he doesn't do anything out to promote himself. He's not going crazy. The best way he can promote himself, Danny, is by playing baseball. So home run derby. All-star game, let him go show what he can do on the baseball field that no one else can, and that's how he can promote himself.
Yeah, this will be nice. In a season where the Nationals, quite frankly, don't look very good. I mean, you just look at the record. But beyond that, it's not going great, right? You don't fire your manager and GM because it's all going according to plan, right? I mean, they're 20 games under, literally, 38 and 58, here at the All-Star break. James Wood is a bright, shining superstar. This is a chance where the sporting world is watching. Nothing else is really happening in sports. He's going to, now, whether if he hits a bunch of rollover line drives or doesn't do great, whatever, who cares? But this is a great opportunity. You win a round or two, you see that smile. It's not going to be a charismatic interview. He's not going to jump up and down and self-promote and wave to the crowd a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. But people are going to see this Big Easy, right? This smooth operating, jack hitting freak of nature is going to stand before you and have a great time to shine.
And even just the opportunity for the national broadcasters to talk about him, because obviously he's going to get his standalone time when he's participating in the home run derby, when he's up to bat. He's going to get a standalone time of the commentators talking about him and gloating about his stats for the year and this, that, and the other. And then tomorrow in the All-Star game, if he gets in, he gets in and gets one at bat and gets to stand in left field for an inning or two, same thing. Joe Davis is going to gloat about him and tell everybody across the world what's great, what we're enjoying about James Wood.
It's a nice source of pride. It's a fun thing, certainly. So I will definitely look forward to that.
Yeah, and I think the Derby field tonight is going to be fantastic, by the way, because James Wood, obviously unique, right? 6'7". But is he unique when he stands right next to O'Neill Cruz, who's also, by the way, 6'7", and hits tanks? Brent Rooker, Matt Olson in his home park. I think this would have been a 10 out of 10 if Ronald Acuna could have participated, but Matt Olson replacing him, still having a Brave in there, is going to be awesome. Junior Caminero, you talked about, your guy. Jazz Chisholm, I don't know that'll do great, but Byron Buxton, sneaky, has the longest home run this year at over 470 feet, and Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, has just been mashing the baseball. I think the Derby tonight is going to be fantastic.
That's going to be neat. It is a, you know, for years it was Sosa, McGuire, Jr., and all these guys that are, you know, bona fide Hall of Famers, all north of 500 bombs, all sorts of stuff. And gradually, slowly but surely, it's kind of morphed and you go, these are all new fun names.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm into that. I know that it goes bad with the dunk contest when it's a bunch of guys you've never heard of. All these guys are having pretty good first halves. I mean, Jazz Chisholm plays for the Yankees, obviously, but Brent Rooker was a damn near 40-homer bat last year. Maybe he did get 40. I don't remember. But Cameron Arrow's got 23 here at the break. He's a bright young star. Olsen's a year removed from hitting 55, 54 homers, whatever. Cal Raleigh's on pace for 60-something. This is a fun, young field, which I'm very much into. I think that's good for the sport, and it's, you know, good for all these guys to be able to showcase and kind of help, you know, get the torch passed to them and kind of run with it. Total transition here, but speaking of this, I'm not sure exactly who did this. I think this is execs, coaches, scouts, just a big consensus that Worldwide Leader put together. The best offensive tackles in football. Let me run through it real quick for you before we do the double play, 345, Beltway the Blitz at 4. Tristan Wirfs, consensus number one for the Bucs. Penei Sewell. Do you say Sewell or Sewell, by the
Sewell.
Way? Sewell. I should just go Sewell. I always do Sewell because I remember hearing that from somebody.
I think it's Sewell. I'm not sure.
Just say it. Say it. The Detroit Lions offensive tackle.
Penei Sewell.
Yeah, I'll just say Sewell. Okay, Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell?
Penei Sewell.
Penei Sewell. What am I saying? Penei?
I think you're right.
Okay. Lane Johnson, 3. Trent Williams, still 4. Miss you, buddy.
Incredible.
Jordan Mailata, 5. Rashawn Slater, the Chase Young killer, 6. And thank you. I got that zing in. Went to Northwestern. Just shut down the guy that was generational and the most sure. Anyway, Laremy Tunsil, 7. So that's why you make the deal. Deion Dawkins, Buffalo, 8. Christian Darrisaw also produces this show, plays left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings at 9. And Andrew Thomas of the Giants, terrible start to his career, but ended up now on these rankings. A couple guys honorable mention that you've heard of, Jake Matthews for the Falcons, Joe Alt, Colton Miller for Vegas, Taylor Decker, the Lions, and Bernard Raymond of the Indianapolis Colts. So here's the discussion I wanted to have, and we'll do it super quick. I don't have time to take calls on it. Maybe we'll come back to this at another point. The 7th best offensive tackle in football, according to coaches, execs, scouts, etc., ranked number 7 in the league. Plenty good enough, by the way, for me. You're in the top 10 in a spot. You don't complain about it. Why was he available, Toby?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Does it make you nervous?
No, because the football player I have no questions about, and I think he's going to be just fine. The funny part is, on the way out, too, by the way, you had a Houston guy on here on G&D. I think B. Mitch and Finley had someone. I'm sure, you know, people on Twitter, they're just like kicking him on the way out. Like, yeah, by the way, he's not that good. Well, evaluators still think he's a top 10 tackle, number 7 on this list. So what are we missing? And I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just something where, you know how you have the corollary, different player, different position, different personalities, but you have the corollary with Jalen Ramsey. Where it's like it just at a certain time it just runs out.
Yep.
Did his time just run out in Houston where it was just like, all right, we like the guy, he's a good football player, time to move on? Was that the case there? Because I don't know. Like, we talk about, so for example, we talk about this team. What do they need to improve up front to help their young quarterback? Did they not need that in Houston? Like, they definitely needed that in Houston. And you traded away your franchise left tackle to a team that is in the same sort of situation? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I'd have to maybe dive in from the Houston perspective to fully understand it. They had a tackle in waiting in Blake Fisher, but I don't think you move off of a top 10 tackle so that you can start a guy who is still a little bit of a projection. I don't know.
Yeah, they got cheaper. They got younger. I mean, they revamped it. I think you mentioned Fisher, who was drafted last year. Mm-hmm. They went and got Cam Robinson, but it's not important to break down the Houston Texans offensive line. It was a group that was bad last year, and their best player is now moved on. To me, maybe it was the penalties. Maybe it was the frustration because he's missing snap counts, jumping false
starts.
Which, by
the
way,
I got to get ready for that because that stuff just frustrates the heck out of me.
Well, it certainly is frustrating when it happens, and you're wondering maybe that, who knows if that gets cleaned up or not. I can have no idea. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury has certain kinds of counts and cadences where you never have to worry about it. Maybe it's worse here because there's more or less motion. I mean, I have no idea. But maybe that's it. Again, I'm trying to figure it out. But in years past, and I'm much older than you, obviously, Tobes, but I have been burned so badly by the, I can't believe blank is letting blank go.
Yeah.
What a find for us. And then you realize it is a lemon. I mean, the Donovan McNabb trade is kind of the number one on that list, but I was giddy. I was on the air. It was over the moon when that happened, right around Valentine's Day. Whatever year that was, 2010, I can't remember. They all run together. But I'm sitting there going, I can't. This guy goes to the NFC title game every year. He's awesome. He's a potential Hall of Famer. He's been really, really good. I know it's Andy Reid, but come on, dude. The guy can play. And then you go, oh, they're smarter than us. They took advantage. We lost. They won. They didn't have to deal with it anymore and moved on. Not that McNabb was a bad dude, but you know what I mean? That has happened too many times to me where I'm still a little gun-shy. I know this front office knows what the hell they're doing. Whether I agree or disagree with a certain move, they've at least got an idea, right? They're much more thoughtful, much smarter than all the ones in the years past put together. It still makes me a little bit nervous, though, that it's the Houston moved on a year too early, and we're buying the dip here. Not the dip, the beginning of the descent.
Yeah, so it's interesting because you look at the rest of this list, because you think about quarterback is darn near untradeable, right? When you've got a guy that there's no questions about, you're not trading that. Offensive tackle's right there with the next guy, right? Tristan Wirfs, definitely not available. Penei Sewell, however you say his name, is not available.
Sewell.
Lane Johnson, not available. Trent Williams, not available. There shouldn't be available, right? Jordan Mailata, not available. Slater, not available. Dawkins, not available. Darisaw Thomas, not available. I think before you get down to like Jake Matthews and guys that were the honorable mentions, Ronnie Stanley obviously was a free agent and he ended up going back to Baltimore. Like those sorts of guys. You don't get a top 10 tackle who's available, which by the way, we didn't know he was available. So maybe it's a credit to Washington for keeping that under wraps.
Absolutely.
That maybe they could have got better value than if he were available and people knew it. But it's just odd. It does make you question a little bit. By the way, I don't want to make you feel old here, but when you talk about Donovan McNabb, I didn't like the trade, but what I'm about to say is make you feel old. I remember getting his jersey as a kid.
Well, yeah, of course, because you were an 8-year-old child when that happened.
I thought of it immediately. I remember walking in my house and they're like, "Here's a Donovan McNabb jersey," and I'm like, "Well, I didn't like the trade, but I guess I'll wear this," and I did wear it all the time.
Oof,
as a kid.
And he was still, by the way, having one of the better quarterback seasons, just to show you how starved this organization was for good quarterback play, was on pace, I think, to set the passing yardage record.
Yeah.
Before the cardiovascular benching and the Rex Grossmanning and all the rest of that crap. Good memories. Bumpy roads lead to a bunch of misery and then eventually Jaden Daniels. So
ooh,
there we are.
I like that.
What's that? It's okay, Darius. What happened? You can tell me. What was it?
No, I had the wrong one by accident.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing a sound clip and then felt guilty about it.
I was, but it was the wrong one. I queued up the wrong one.
Well, tell me, now I need to hear. What was it?
Goated. James Wood is goated.
Well, he is.
That was the one I didn't want to play, but I played it by accident.
Oh, but you started. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not, we were talking about that exactly, but hearing Charlie Slows tell me that James Wood is goated is always welcome.
Yeah.
James Wood is goated.
Yeah.
I think that plays at any time.
Most any time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if I'm like such and such, sorry to pass this on, has passed away.
Yeah.
Then you can't just go,
James Wood is goated.
That would be in poor taste.
Might be a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like arrested on several counts of felony, blah, 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 blah.
James Wood is goated.
Again, probably inappropriate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably not the time.
Yeah. But the point is you can only think of a couple exceptions when it's not okay to say.
James Wood is goated.
Why'd you remix it?
James.
Remix Charlie Slows is the best Charlie Slows, by the way.
That's the only kind I prefer. double play time. We'll do that at 3:45, then some Beltway Blitz action at 4. Don't go anywhere.
James Wood is goated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
When Grant joins us at 6, what's the ballpark down in Atlanta called now? Is it Truist?
Truist Park.
It is Truist? Truist. He'll join us from Truist. Set the stage for the Home Run Derby, All-Star Game, get his thoughts on Nats draft, etc. Give you a chance to win some government mule tickets. Friday, October 31st at Warner Theater. So stay tuned for 6 p.m. when you get a chance to win those tickets. Right now, it is time for the double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now is a great time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
So remember there was big craze last week because a long-awaited item was returning to the McDonald's menu?
Yes. You young people would not stop talking about the snack wrap. In fact, Linnell, is it fair to say he yelled at me? It's fair to say he yelled at me.
I know he didn't do updates in here, But he might have yelled at you.
He couldn't do that. He was comfortable enough to yell at me about the snack wrap. I was like, you mean it's a piece of like a chicken finger, chicken tender, whatever you call
it. Yes.
With some shredded lettuce, jump back, look out, in a tortilla for a place that doesn't do Mexican food.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
But I'm supposed to lose my mind over that? Yes, I do remember.
So I tried it. I also tried another place that I think they probably stole the idea, understanding that the hype was coming back. Let's say McDonald's was underwhelming.
Oh, no.
It was not bad.
Wow.
But it was underwhelming. Now, a big part of this is I think they're missing their big thing. So they have a ranch snack wrap. Mm-hmm. They have a spicy snack wrap. They're good. I think with theirs, a honey mustard snack wrap would be better. So they need to incorporate that. But let me tell you, Danny, Popeyes has a snack wrap similar to it.
What's it called?
I don't know exactly what it is called. I think it's just a wrap. Way better. Like, not even close. Way better. Obviously, the quality of the chicken is going to be better.
Sure.
The flavor of the chicken strip itself is going to be much better. But it's not even close. Like, it's night and day different. They throw in a nice little pickle into the Popeyes one. It is fantastic, Danny. Like, I am generally, if I go to a fried chicken place, like, screw the sandwich, screw the wraps, give me actual fried chicken, please. Give me some nice chicken thighs, dark meat only, a little spicy in there. Great. I don't know, man. These snack wraps, or wraps, or whatever they call them at Popeyes, they hit different, as the kids say.
They do say that. Now, can I just, I'm going to piggyback off this. This is only tangentially related to what you're talking about, then Darius will tag you in. When I'm trying to go right now to look up the Popeyes menu, it's like, what's your location? Do you want to order pickup? No. I want to look at the menu. And I'm like trying to swim move past various pass blockers that want to know if I want to do pickup or carry out. It's like, no. I just want to see the menu so I can figure out what this thing is called. And I can't find what it's called. And that, as Fred Smoot says, frustrates me. I'm frustrated. Darius, you're it.
I was going to say, from what I understand, I think what makes the McDonald's returning snack wrap underwhelming is that they changed the actual tender that's in it. The original snack wrap used to have what was the Chicken Select, which is a much more bready tender.
Yes. Okay.
Whereas now it has the new, whatever they call their new chicken tender. I don't know what it is, but their new chicken tender just is not up to the same standard as what was the previous chicken tender.
Interesting.
That's an incredible breakdown, by the way. That is 100% correct.
That's great knowledge right there. So it looks like the classic wrap and the blackened wrap from Popeyes.
Now, you can get them different ways. So the classic wrap you can get with spicy. You can get it with just mayo. You can get it with honey mustard. Any of the options are fantastic from Popeyes. Look, I think if you only had one option and you had to get one, McDonald's would suffice. But that's all it would do is suffice. It would not be something that you're going out of your way to get.
And this was my point to Linnell, and I want to make sure we're explaining this properly here. This is not to besmirch McDonald's. McDonald's does so much so wonderful.
Correct.
What I've never understood, frankly, Tobes, if I can lump you in for a second, then I'll take you out like a claw machine. People of your age group losing their mind over this thing. Now, Linnell told this like emotional story. He was like, I was trying to make weight. And it was the only treat I got, man. My aunt brought me a snack wrap after I'd had to weigh myself for the football team. She used to bring me. She brought me the snack wrap. And he starts crying. He's like, I love the snack wrap. And Ryan's like, ha, they're so good. They're the best thing ever. Ha! Right? Just like that.
Here's my big butt.
Just like that. That's exactly how we did it. I'm like, you know what you could just do is order a Big Mac and order a second one.
Yes.
Or go early and get brekkie. You want a little brekkie at McDonald's? You're damn right I do.
Nothing beats it.
What if I say the wrong number? You know what happens? Delicious food comes your way. And you go back and get the right number. Egg McMuffin, sausage burrito, hotcakes and sausage. Or hotcakes because you don't want the sausage to touch if you're me. You get a separate situation. Have a hash brown. Snack wrap. No. Hash brown, yes. See what I'm saying?
I see.
Fries. Bigger fries. What's the biggest you can get? Great. Give me that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so much to offer there, and you're losing your mind over a snack wrap.
So the other interesting new food item that they have added is a spicy McMuffin.
Go on.
Have you seen this?
I haven't yet, but tell me about it.
I really don't know a lot about it. It's literally just a sausage egg McMuffin. And there's a sauce on it. I don't know if I'm going to try it, Danny, because I don't want to mess with my favorite sandwich in the world. Like, I love that thing.
What's your one seed?
Sausage Egg McMuffin.
The Sausage Egg McMuffin.
Like, I don't think there needs to be anything added to it. I think if it were a spicy sausage instead of a sauce, I'd be well on board.
What can I do to put you in a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
Oh, I get that too. That's my two seed. That's my two seed.
Okay.
My ideal order from McDonald's is we're getting a deal on there.
Okay.
Where you can get buy one, get one for a dollar.
Go on.
And I'm going sausage, egg, McMuffin,
yep,
and bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I would love a hash brown if possible. If not, we'll just do it with the two sandwiches. We'll make it work. But that's my go-to for the
Darius,
breakfast.
Darius, go-to McDonald's breakfast order. Go.
It would be the hotcakes platter. Hotcakes platter with the sausage and the egg. That's it.
With the egg.
And orange juice.
So is that called the big breakfast?
Yeah, the big breakfast. That's correct. Yes, mm-hmm, the big
mm-hmm,
breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And it comes with a hash brown as well, of course. Because of course it does.
Of course it does.
So this is calling it a spicy pepper sauce.
I'm not seeing it on the general. Is it like a special?
So what you see here, the picture looks a little like cheese at the top here, Danny.
Yeah.
It's not cheese. That's spicy pepper sauce. So I'm curious what it would taste like. And I just don't know if I can try it.
I think you do. I think you just try it as a side.
Perhaps.
Because again, anything's a side if you make it a side. So you get your combo meal, right? So for me, I'd probably go bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit meal.
Okay.
Side of egg McMuffin with sausage. So I have one bacon, one sausage. And then for breakfast dessert, that's where you get your hotcakes. See what I'm saying? Every meal can have a dessert if you will it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm changing people's lives. Dessert isn't just for dinner time. Desserts last. If you eat the dessert last, every meal, right? See what I'm saying?
So we've had this discussion. I feel like every time I bring it up,
uh-huh,
I get this reaction of like, what? What? Not a fan of pancakes.
Oh.
Not a fan of waffles. Now, hold on.
Cancel the parade, guys. Thunderstorm.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
You know what, Coach? You've been thriving today. And you're damn right, buddy. You're damn right.
How dare you?
Phyllis!
If you're listening to, McDonald's, mm-hmm, what I could do for, could go for a nice strawberry crepe. I could do crepes.
Here's the thing. Why do people want to do this? I can't remember the comic. I think it was Bill Burr had a great bit about this at various points. Like, you know what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, like, you have to do it because I'm totally thrilled. Like, I don't need the sweets. But if you want something that I'd be intrigued by, sweets-wise, crepes will do the job.
If I want a salad, I'll go to Chuppet. I don't want a salad, by the way, so I'm not going to Chuppet. I'm going to McDonald's because I want it. I thought about it before I got there. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Anyway, the snack wrap. Right?
Yeah, we'll give it a 2 out of 5. I would give.
What's your scale? Darius is his egg rolls. What's your scale?
I have no idea. I'm trying to. We'll do buffalo wings.
That's gonna be a problem.
Isn't that GP's?
That's Grant's. We'll think of it. We'll bring it
we'll
back.
We'll figure
to
something else.
Beltway Blitz up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.